basically a model consisting of two building blocks, sort of technicolored, green, blue, yellow and red blocks, and it's a bit like Lego with magnets in, and you get the blocks and you stick them together and you can build them into a tower, and the tower is representative of DNA.
Right, so it's almost like, from what I've been reading, like a DNA toy, really, and it obviously works well then to get kids to understand what DNA is.
That's right. It's kind of a toy. Has a feel of a toy. Sort of a five-year-old or six-year-old could probably put it together quite comfortably. And but having said that, it also splits apart. So once you've built it, you can unfold it like a flower. And when you do that, it gets a bit more tricky and probably would get the attention of an older child rather than a younger one who might find it difficult to do.
And it's quite important, isn't it? Because we hear so much nowadays about how children here in Britain aren't getting in touch with the sciences enough. So I suppose if we can encourage it from a young age using more interactive methods like this, it's more beneficial?
That's right, yeah. So it is very interactive. You could have a couple of kids, sort of one unwinding it and one sort of putting the other blocks on it to make a copy of the model, which is what it also demonstrates. Science needs encouragement sort of from hands-on tools, and this would be a way of encouraging that, and also just trying to get to grips with the sort of fundamentals of what DNA is all about.
And I read that you kind of came up with this just sitting at your kitchen table.
Not so much sitting at the kitchen table. I actually built it on the kitchen table. I think I got through about cut out 200 pieces of cardboard, but actually came up with the idea of making the model when I walked around the shop in the Science Museum in London, and was a bit shocked to find that I couldn't find any DNA models for children there, or for anybody indeed, and I thought it was such a shame, since the structure of DNA was actually elucidated in Britain. So I thought that we could, British scientists could at least come up with a model that explained it to children.